What about the room where you cook? What would you call that?
Kitchen.
Yeah. Have you ever seen any houses around here where the kitchen was built away from the main part of the house? Maybe an old house? Like you had to go outside to get to the kitchen. It was a separate part of the house. Okay. What about maybe a separate room that's built right off the kitchen where you might keep extra dishes, canned goods, stuff like that?
Pantry?
Mm-hmm. Does that word mean anything else besides an entirely separate room?
It does, but I can't.
What I was thinking about, to some people, it means, you know, like a cupboard.
Yeah, that's
with little doors or something like that. It could mean that too, or a separate room. Okay.
Yeah.
What would you call a lot of old stuff that you had? Maybe like a broken down chair. Really wasn't any good, but you just didn't want to get rid of it. You'd say you just got a lot of old.
Junk.
Sure. Have you ever heard of people who would set aside a room in the house where they put all their junk? Or maybe a place out back somewhere, like a little house or something.
Storage house?
Sure, okay. What would you call a room in the house where you get, where somebody would keep all the junk?
Storage closet.
Okay, sure. This expression, say if your mother gets up in the morning and she goes around the house and maybe dusts a little bit or straightens a picture, something like that, what would you say she does every morning she gets up and
cleans house?
Okay. Say if she were sweeping the floor, the thing that she sweeps with, you'd call that?
Broom.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen one that didn't have the wooden handle like most of them have nowadays, but was made entirely out of straw? Okay. Let me ask you about this word. Say if I were looking for that broom and it was located in that corner and the door was open so I couldn't see it, you'd say that in relation to the door, the broom was
behind it?
Sure. Okay. If you have a lot of, if you haven't got an accumulation of dirty clothes and it's time, you know, to do something about it because you're running out of things to wear, you say it's time to do the what?
Washing.
Okay. Anything else you call it?
Clean, dry clean.
All right. When you say washing, it's time to do the washing, does that include the, you know, like getting the wrinkles out?
Ironing.
So that's a separate operation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about one word that might take care of them both? I've got to do the washing or say you've mentioned dry cleaning. If you're going to get your clothes dry cleaned, you say you're going to take your clothes down to the
cleaners.
Okay.
I don't know.
Laundry?
Oh,
is
yeah.
That word?
Yeah.
So you're going to do your laundry?
Laundry.
Okay. All right. Say you're talking about the house, a place right out front where you might have rockers or swings, something like that. You'd call that
porch.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard it called anything else? Okay. What about gallery? Veranda?
Yeah, veranda.
You've heard it called a veranda? Okay.
Not often, no.
Okay. What about on houses around here? Have you ever seen any houses where the porch extended around on both sides of the house instead of just going across the front?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Is it possible to have a porch on an upper story?
Mm-hmm.
What would it be called? Anything special or just a porch?
Just a balcony.
Yeah, sure.